It's that time of year every pigskin fan dreads, that period after the Super Bowl. It can seem like an eternity, but this year the wait was just 6 days. Last Saturday was opening day for the Alliance of American Football, one of several new or revitalized professional football leagues, backed with TV deals and big money investors looking to pick up where the NFL leaves off. Adam Zelanka, sports reporter at the Washington Times, has been keeping a scorecard of sorts. Adam, what's out there?
This weekend was the debut of a league called the Alliance of American Football, or for short, AAF. They refer to themselves for short as the Alliance. It's another way to call it. And this is an alternative football league, for lack of a better term, an off-season football league, not competing directly with the NFL, that has a lot of NFL blood sort of in it. One of the co-founders is Bill Polian, who for years was an NFL team's front office executive and general manager, Bill Polian, and a lot of former football coaches from the NFL and college ranks like Steve Spurrier, Mike Martz. These people are involved as coaches in the league as well.
That has to add some credibility, I would imagine.
It absolutely does. That is, Polian is one of the, I would say, probably like the beacon of credibility that attracted a lot of the other big names. If your listeners remember Michael Vick, he is one of the team's offensive coordinators. He had, I don't believe, ever been a coach before, except for maybe the high school ranks, and he's got a job in this league. The players are generally players who have either had a short tour in the NFL or haven't quite cracked into the NFL. So while it's not a true minor league for the NFL, their players do have outs in their contract that would only allow them to leave the contract if the NFL came calling.
Oh, that's interesting, because I think at least a couple of folks in your story, if I recall, pointed out that this time around, we're not trying to compete with the NFL or indicate that we're on some similar playing field as the NFL, right? Wasn't that part of the approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Alliance of American Football is only one of a handful of examples right now of leagues that are either getting started or already established or looking to restart, in the case of the XFL in 2020, that are looking to fill this void in the summer or the spring, the off-season of the NFL. And yes, in the past, it used to be, take the XFL in 2001, for example, they wanted to compete with the NFL. Take the USFL of the 1980s that had Donald Trump as one of the team owners, and this was a league that was hoping to even try to force their way to merge with the NFL. And one of the interesting things is, to go back to the XFL example, helping Vince McMahon with the XFL originally was Dick Ebersol from NBC Sports. And his son, Charlie Ebersol, is one of the other co-founders of the Alliance. So when I talked to Charlie Ebersol for my story, he said, you know, the problem with what my dad's approach and Vince McMahon's approach in 2001 was that NFL caliber players didn't seem to be attracted to come to the league because they spent so much time kind of bashing the NFL, saying it's the no fun league. This is everything. Here's a list of what's wrong with the NFL.
Yeah.
And so Charlie Ebersol told me, like, that's not the approach we want to take right now. We're going to go the other route.
We're speaking with Adam Zelanka, sports reporter at the Washington Times. He's got a piece called Alternative Football Leagues Rush to Fill Void in NFL's Off Season. So the business model here, similar, TV contracts, advertising, things like that?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about the TV contract, because that's going to be probably one thing that separates the Alliance from some other recent leagues that have tried and maybe failed to gain footing, because they have a deal with CBS Sports. Over the weekend, actually Saturday night, they showed the first games on CBS. They also have NFL Network as a partner. And NFL Network is going to carry a lot of these games. CBS Sports Network will carry a lot of the games. And then when it comes time to the playoffs, their championship game will also go back to regular CBS. And it was very interesting. The presentation was a lot like an NFL game on CBS. And the original overnight ratings, the Alliance of American Football actually slightly beat out Saturday night's NBA games, 2.1 and 2.0 for the overnight ratings, which is a little bit impressive. I wouldn't expect that to happen all year, you know, because they're going to move to CBS Sports Network. Not every household has NFL Network, but it's going to help them out a lot that they've got such a strong media partnership that it's going to help them be taken more seriously.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Zelanka, sports reporter at the Washington Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.